God wasn't asking you to follow him. God said, I give you an example, and you ain't got no excuse, because he'd been there just like you there. Been there. All right, go to Hebrews. Hebrews, come on. Come on, Hebrews. Hebrews, you ready? Hebrews. You see, well, we got to spend several Sundays on this. Hebrews 4. Well, are you in Hebrews 4? You ready for this? You got your shouting shoes on? Look at this. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 15. Are you ready? Read it. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are. Wait. He was in all points. In all points. In all points. In all points. Sexually, homosexually, addictive behavior, beating up somebody, blessing you out. In every point, Jesus said he was tempted, but chose not to yield to one, to demonstrate to you that you don't have to sin if you don't want to. Was tempted like a man, like men are tempted, but yet without sin because of that anointing, to show you an example you could follow, to be just like your big brother. Jesus is your brother. We're all in the brotherhood. The biggest gang on the planet is a bunch of Christians. Holy Ghost gang. But we've not known that because Reverend Trimble and them been trying to tell us we ain't nothing but mere men. And Jesus was far from being a mere man, and yet he was created like his brethren. That's the only way he could be the captain of his brethren. You have to be a brethren in order to be the captain of the brethren. You can't be a high priest and be another species. You're not going to elect a dog as your high priest. He don't know what's happening. Two more scriptures, please. Just two more. Two more. Now, for some of you who are in shock right now, just keep coming to church. You're going to start seeing it. You're going to start reading your Bible. And you're going to say, Lord, have mercy. I've been in fantasy land trying to wake up. See, for some of you, I've been showing you the scriptures all morning, and you've been fighting it. You've been like, that ain't what I heard. That ain't right. Well, I know he showed me, but I don't receive it anyway. You fool. I'm sitting up here showing it to you. We're reading the scripture. I'm showing it to you. You looking at it with your own eyeballs and saying, I still don't believe it. You fool. You crazy. See, a fool says in his heart, there is no God. We're sitting right here. But see, tradition will cause the word to be of no effect. And what I'm attacking this morning is that bad tradition that some reverend put in you. Some mama, some grandmama, somebody put that mess in you. And you made him such an icon, you couldn't follow him. Because he was too big to follow. He was too God to follow. He was too perfect to follow. But see, the mistake we make in our humanity is we never pay attention to when people grow into where they have arrived. I see y'all look at me, think I've always been rich, always been successful. No, you don't know, you don't understand where I came from. You don't understand how things were added to me and I had to grow into this position. I wasn't always like that. I had to grow into this place. And we love, and see, that's why it's such a sin to be envious and jealous of somebody who's at a position in their life